Before we get started today, we're asking our listeners to fill out a short survey about Washington Post podcasts. It only takes a few minutes, and you could win a $1,000 gift card. Find the survey at washingtonpost.com/podcast survey. Donald Trump's criminal trial continues today. Republicans are going after college protesters. And we'll tell you about the best picks in the Kentucky Derby. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Friday, May 3rd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Donald Trump's New York criminal trial got heated yesterday. Keith Davidson is a Los Angeles lawyer who represented the adult film actress Stormy Daniels. He brokered a deal in 2016 to keep her alleged affair with the former president secret ahead of that election. And yesterday, he was cross-examined by Trump's attorneys. They characterized him as an unscrupulous lawyer whose actions bordered on extortion. That made things a little contentious in the courtroom. The defense's strategy is to try and cast Trump as a victim rather than a hush money schemer. Also yesterday, the judge held another hearing about whether or not Trump has continued to violate a court gag order. Trump's lawyers asked what kind of things the president could post on social media related to the case. The judge replied that they should tell their client, when in doubt, steer clear. The trial continues this morning. Jurors could hear testimony from former White House official Hope Hicks as soon as today. Number 2. House Republicans launched multiple investigations into college protests. 4 different GOP committee chairs are going after pro-Palestinian campus activism. They're doing it to highlight the hot-button issue ahead of the election. And they're accusing protesters against the Israel-Gaza war of anti-Semitism and lawlessness. Critics warn their efforts threaten free speech. Earlier this week, House Republicans James Comer and Lauren Boebert visited the student encampment at George Washington University in D.C. Here's some of what Boebert said.
Oh, I had people proudly saying that they are faculty and not wanting to remove a Palestinian sign from the George Washington statue. If they don't want to do something to address this, well, then kiss your federal funding goodbye.
More than 2,100 protesters have now been arrested nationwide in police crackdowns. Yesterday, police in body armor fired stun grenades and flattened tents at UCLA's encampment. And New York police said one of their officers accidentally fired a gun while searching a building at Columbia University earlier this week. In remarks yesterday, President Biden urged student protesters to remain peaceful. The U.S. could hit an employment milestone today. That's our third story. The Bureau of Labor Statistics will be releasing its April jobs report this morning. And economists predict it will continue to show a booming labor market. The unemployment rate is expected to remain under 4% for the 27th straight month. That kind of streak was last recorded during a period between 1967 to 1970. And it's closing in on the longest period of low unemployment on record. That was between 1951 to 1953. The overall strength of the labor market and hotter-than-expected inflation means the Federal Reserve may continue to leave interest rates unchanged. Economists had previously thought the Fed could begin cutting interest rates this summer. Number 4. A second Boeing whistleblower has died. Joshua Dean was a former quality auditor at Spirit AeroSystems, which is a Boeing supplier. He alleged he was fired from his job in retaliation for raising concerns about the troubled 737 MAX jet. He died on Tuesday after a brief illness. That's according to press reports and social media posts from family members. The Seattle Times reported it was a sudden, fast-spreading infection. It comes just months after another Boeing whistleblower died in March. Boeing's manufacturing process has come under increasing scrutiny after a series of accidents involving their planes. Number 5. Last month was the hottest April on record. It was the 11th consecutive month to surpass global heat records. And it's the latest sign that Earth has entered uncharted climate territory. The unprecedented surge could wane soon, but only slightly. The change from an El Niño to a La Niña weather pattern could slow down the worrying trend. But temperatures would still remain far above what was once considered normal because of human-caused global warming. The planet suffered more of the effects of climate change last month. West Africa and Southeast Asia experienced brutal heat waves. In some areas from India to the Philippines, temperatures surged up to 120 degrees. Number 6. Russian state media is ramping up its presence on TikTok. New research comes from the Brookings Institution. It found that Russian state-affiliated accounts are posting more English and Spanish videos to the popular video platform, and they've doubled engagement with their posts since last year. The posts include attacks on President Biden's Israel policy and his age. They also promote far-right commentator Tucker Carlson's Russia coverage. All of this is a way for Russia to influence young voters ahead of the presidential election. Researchers predict the effort will accelerate as the November election nears. And at number 7, tomorrow is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. There's a lot at stake in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. There will be $2 million more prize money up for grabs than there was in 2023. The race winner will snag $3.1 million. Horses called Fierceness and Sierra Leone are the race favorites, although the latter got a difficult starting position. And our reporter likes a 20-to-1 long shot named Honor Marie. He has other picks, too. Follow the link in our show notes to find them and study up before the big race. Post time at Churchill Downs in Louisville is 6:57 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. That's the show for this week. The assistant producer of The 7 is Taylor White. The staff writers are Jamie Ross and me. John Taylor is our editor. Copy editing by Francis Moody and Melissa No. Mixing and sound design is by Jim Briggs, Justin Garish, and Renny Svernovsky. Our theme music is by Edith Mudge. Renita Jablonski is our director of audio. I'm Hannah Jewell. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. I'll be off Monday, but Christina Quinn will be here to get you caught up. Also, we'll miss the chance to say this to you tomorrow, so let me say it now. May the 4th be with you.